Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
One thing I love about our listeners, and no matter if it's them or somebody they know, like one degree away, somebody lives in some town we talked about. And what's that town in California called, Craig, that got rid of the noose?
Placerville.
Yeah. Thank you.
We had a guy call. His brother lives there. Got the email?
Yep. Matthew, my brother, and his family live in Placerville. According to him, this was a huge battle in the town. Threats, etc.
Threats. I'm going to hang your ass. Those kind of threats.
The noose is part of history, and the white supremacy runs deep.
Good for the board, though, to say, no, we don't need it on the sign. We get it.
We'd still have slavery if you couldn't move past from history.
Oh, that's.
Oh, we've always had this, yeah, you know.
That's a great point. Well, it took a war to get rid of it. It took a war to get rid of it. That's funny.
Oh, if you put it up for a vote, it would pass in a few states.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, would.
Oh, yeah, they're not even hiding it anymore. Yeah.
Well, it helps labor costs. Yeah.
It helps labor costs. Jesus.
And I'm both sides are bad.
I'm like, old-fashioned. Well, oh, yeah, that's the both sides are bad.
That's how we were able to build this country,
right?
Because of all the free labor.
Right.
New research from Dating.com, part of the dating group and the company behind numerous online dating sites, says that Belfies are more popular than selfies among today's eligible singles.
Picture of your belly?
Butt.
Oh.
Butt.
Oh. Well, that wouldn't be called a butt-fee then?
Oh, a bottom. Your Belfie.
Belfie.
Okay.
They claim that becoming
below
more
your belt. That'd be penises.
Well, on one side.
I have to do that for Nick now before he goes on stage, because my butt's inspiring.
I don't think it's bare butt. I think it's just your jean-ass butt, right?
Whatever.
Okay.
People claim that becoming
How
more...
How do you take one of those?
Well, that's not easy.
Bend over.
They claim that becoming more familiar with your body can do wonders not only for the relationship you have with yourself, but also for your relationships with potential partners.
Can you just squat over it, take a taney?
Well, then that wouldn't be a Belfie, then,
well,
would it?
You could.
You'll see my ass. I'll send it to you this afternoon.
Again?
Swipe right on my chode.
Yeah.
64% of people.
You got to make sure the taint is well lit, though.
Well, I'm going to be bending down. I'll get a that's a good point.
Yeah, it's kind of
need
insane.
A light underneath it, right?
64% of the people that responded to this particular survey say that they have sent an online connection at least one Belfie the last 12 months.
Man, let us know.
Well, so when I look this up here, the pose that seems to be what they're talking
about—you have to take it yourself, obviously.
I think the pose that they're talking is someone laying down,
right,
holding the phone out in front of them, and then shooting over their shoulder.
Well, it's more than that.
Oh, like the Jennifer Aniston on the Rolling
right.
Stone magazine.
Right, okay. Only they're holding. So you see the person's face, and then over their shoulder, you also see the round ass.
All right. You better have some
reflective.
Sort of...
They say to use reflective surfaces like a mirror and use that to your advantage. It's much easier to take a picture of your rear end that way, and an over the shoulder smolder, they say, is right. always a hit.
Yeah. If you got an ass to show off. I mean, there's a lot of flat asses.
I got one.
Yeah. If you laid in your belly and took a picture of your face back to your ass, we wouldn't see your ass, Craig.
And that's really not the kind of picture you're looking for,
no,
is it?
No, it's not.
Nope.
They also say, yeah, you might want to keep some form of clothing on in your belfies to effectively keep your match guessing and curious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd want to hide my hairy ass.
Yeah, imagine sending that to a new lady.
To be fair, more women send belfies than men.
Obviously, right.
Yeah, I found an Instagram account here just called Belfie Nation, and no dudes. No dudes. No.
And you searched, too.
But this is a nice...
That's always disappointing.
I would recommend taking this for a scroll.
Oh, it's nice. Is it the Jennifer Aniston look, basically? You're laying down your stomach?
A lot of different poses. Okay. That's in there. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
A lot of them are, like Craig said, the mirror, like the in the gym.
Oh,
you know,
turn around.
Side profile, so you see the, you know.
Any bruises?
Not so far. But I'll keep looking for you, Todd.
That might be a whole...
thanks,
that might be a whole subreddit.
Take one for the team. Here.
Subreddit.
There's got to be a subreddit.
I like a bruised left cheek. Todd's bruise is gone from his ass, so...
Bruised belfies.
Right.
75% believe that taking belfies improved their self-esteem and helped them to overcome insecurities.
God.
Whatever.
No, I know, it's fine, but I'm just saying, you know...
Among those who have received a Belfie, 98% report that the experience was enjoyable.
We old-fashioned. Would you show us your cans?
These are pretty nice.
Yeah, if someone sent you a photo like this, you would not be unhappy.
Oh, no, like I mentioned the Jennifer Aniston pose, and that's one of the sexiest photos ever taken.
Most of these are...
Because you see her bare ass in that photo, that's why.
Yeah, most of these are underwear or yoga pants or, you know...
Oh, yeah, I forgot yoga pants...
Uh-huh.
Rule the world.
There's
now.
A lot of just like panties in here too. Right.
Yeah.
That sounds like Nick and Puss searching through a drawer somewhere, didn't it? Yeah. Okay, see you later, hon. That was weird.
77% credit a Belfie to an improved romantic connection online.
Somebody sent a Belfie here and it's not something I want to see.
Oh.
Did you see that on her email?
No, I'm looking at real ones. Or the kind of like, you know, they're laying on
screw you, Jerome.
Yeah. They're laying on their stomach.
Yeah, you're right, Jerome. Thank you, Jerome.
They hike their ass up a little bit.
Yeah, that's not it. That chick's got a dude butt. Yeah.
There you go, puss.
I'll send it to your dad.
So, take a Belfie and
send it to your
significant other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you need...
Or your potential significant other.
If you need inspiration for the pose, this Belfie Nation Instagram account would be... Yeah, you'll get something there.
All right, check it out.
The best ones do seem to involve a mirror, though, because then you can see, like, the front and the ass at the same time. Yeah. It's nice. All
right. Social media star Ludwig Ågren. I have no idea if I'm saying that name correctly.
Yeah.
Other people know. Because Ludwig has broken a record by streaming live for 31 days straight. Popular gamer streaming live on Twitch since March 14th finally ended his stream a couple of days ago at midnight. He promised his fans that for every new subscriber he got, he would extend the stream by 10 seconds, which is called a sub-a-thon by Twitch followers.
You can't stay awake 34
days. Subscribers kept rolling
in.
Well, they can watch him sleep.
Got it.
And he eventually racked up about 280,000 followers on Twitch, or I'm sorry, 280,000 people watching him on Twitch, where he has over 2 million followers. So he broke a record going live for 31 days straight. You would think, if you just kept a camera on you, but I don't know.
I'm guessing he didn't get much sleep, but he obviously played games most of the time to keep people checking it out, but, you know.
It'd be like the Truman Show.
It is crazy.
Only way more boring.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm playing video games again.
Right. Ah, Pete Davidson.
Are they live this weekend? I haven't seen any promos.
No, I think it's a rerun.
Okay.
Pete Davidson is going to be Joey Ramone.
Perfect. Got the body type for sure.
He wrote the picture.
Whoa, wow.
Pete Davidson did.
That's a biopic.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, man. I just saw it was Joey Ramone's birthday today, or the day he died. One of the two.
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Is there a scene in the movie where some college kid passes on an interview?
Shut up. Yeah, I could be that kid. Yeah.
It's going to be on Netflix. They're not sure when.
When they reach out for about the part, you got to be busy.
Yeah, who's going to play the part of it?
At a party in my apartment, man. It was happening.
A young
Mike
Tyler.
The Ramones.
Had a party in my apartment. I was on the make. Believe me, nobody bums out more than I do when I hear the Ramones.
That's understand your priorities at the time,
though. I know, of course you do.
It's okay. We'll let you forget it.
Yeah.
It's not like they became kings of a genre or anything.
They were at the time, even. You know, this wasn't the mid-70s. They were already iconic.
Yeah. I like how they're making a movie about just one of the Ramones.
Well, you know, if you watch the Doors movie, it's basically just about Jim Morrison. You know? But the Ramones were a group. You know, obviously Johnny had a lot to do with that band too, the guitar player. So, you know, D.D., the whole bit. But the fact is that Joey looks like Pete Davidson, so we'll find him, you know.
Well, and he's probably the most interesting character.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully he is if they're making the movie about him.
One of my favorite pieces about that band is because Johnny was the guitar player, was also a right-wing asshat, and KKK Took My Baby Away is about that. Johnny took his Joey's girlfriend away, and that's what the song's about. The KKK Took My Baby Away.
Wow.
Because Joey Ramone was a liberal rock star, and Johnny was a conservative guitar playing rock star, and he hated him for that. He called it the KKK Took My Baby Away.
Wow.
These chords.
I wrote a song about you. Yeah. You're the KKK.
It's a great song, though. Yeah, sure it is. Let's play it.
I love their songs about not wanting to go down into the basement because something's down there. Just like the simplest stuff.
They are the best, man. They're the best.
I don't want to walk around with you.
I know.
It's beautiful. They never, do they even explain why?
Why what?
Why they don't want to walk around with them?
No.
Like, I don't want to.
No, that's just part
Here's
of the
song.
I don't want to walk around.
One of life's mysteries, man.
It's high school stuff, you know.
The rock.
When are they filming that?
They don't know when it's coming out. It's going to end up being on Netflix.
Cool.
It sounds cool.
Yeah, it does.
Did he write the King of Staten Island?
Oh, yeah, I think he did.
Apatow might have helped him, but I think he was in there.
Yeah.
According to a new study, the COVID-19 increases the risk of erectile dysfunction by nearly 6 times. So whatever you do, don't get a vaccine.
Oh, you're right.
Wear a mask.
Those tough guys.
Or wear a mask.
And you're coughing and got a limp one.
I think things would have been different if they would have announced that a year ago.
Yep.
Erectile dysfunction was significantly higher.
No, these guys
are
so strong, they would just beat that.
Right, yeah.
Erectile dysfunction was significantly higher among men who self-reported a history of COVID-19 compared to those who were negative. The authors of the study note that if a person experiences a sudden worsening of ED, they might consider being tested for the virus. The study was led by Emmanuel Giannini, a professor of endocrinology and medical sexology in Rome. Giannini said, mask up to keep it up.
I think you could actually, Nick's probably right about that. If you want any guy to take anything, just say if you don't take it, your wee-wee's not going to work.
Now they'll be like, oh, what'd you say?
Yep. Oh, yeah, sure, I'll eat that. I'll take that.
Might get their attention.
Yeah, Giannini says, mask up to keep it up. And says older age, diabetes, high body mass index, and smoking increase the risk of contracting the virus. These are the same risk factors associated with erectile dysfunction.
Get checked. Yeah. You good now, Puss?
With what?
I'm sorry, I was off the air. Nothing, no.
Damn it, what bus am I under?
I'll ask you. Again, off the air. I shouldn't have said it on the air.
Boss was in here talking to me. Now I'm under some bus.
I want you to go back and listen to that and see what I said it to. It's a big bus.
I don't think I want to.
No, you don't. It's a big bus. It's not even animals either.
Oh, gee, thanks. I'm supposed to be happy about that.
It could lead to some disappointed animals.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Get your vaccine. Todd got his vaccine yesterday. He's sitting right here. He's saying he's kind of not feeling good, but it's got the puss coming out in him.
At 88%.
Hey. Yeah, I'm down to about 80 now.
Is that just Friday, though?
No, I'm starting to feel a little achy. Right. Just flu-like symptoms.
Right. Vodka will take care of that today.
Yeah. Right.
I got some in the cabinet.
All right. What time's your shot today, puss?
4:45.
All right. Texas, see how you're doing. And Craig, you're tomorrow, right?
Yes.
All right. Nick and I were men. Todd's about a half a man.
We'll see. He's 80%.
He's 80% man. We'll go with that.
And falling.
Right. as we speak.
Right in front of our eyes.
A little headache, too, and I rarely get headaches.
Okay.
You have to start drinking early today.
Yeah, you're right.
I have the bar cart.
Yeah, drink some vodka, man.
No, I'm just
have a Bloody Mary.
I just need a nap.
Okay, well, that's all of us.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've been told that for when we're getting ready to move out of here, you know, we got to inventory everything.
Right.
I'm going to have to inventory the bar cart.
Oh, I know.
Individually,
really?
Like one bottle of vodka, one bottle of Irish whiskey, one bottle of rum.
Yeah, we're not leaving
that's
any of that
funny.
Behind.
Oh, hell no.
Well, can't we just put it in a car and then put it in? You know,
yeah,
when we get there, without it being
we're not
inventoried.
We're not going to rush out with anybody else to move.
Yeah, when we have to do inventory again, then it's, well, that's gone and that's gone. We don't have that anymore.
Hey, where did that mason jar of moonshine go, guys?
Well, I'll tell you what, though.
You're going to inventory the bootleg moonshine? Yeah.
It's in the cabinet.
We left the last studio. We were in some crappy little room because they had to move everything, and it kind of sucked. But in this, we actually leave this studio. There's some great memories in the studio. We will have to have a drink in the studio. So you're right. Craig's right. We'll probably get rid of half that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it doesn't have to be inventoried at all.
I think we can just take it,
put it in the car. Yeah. It doesn't exist. Yeah. And then it exists again. That's what I'd say.
I think it's funnier to put it on the inventory.
See if anybody goes,
hey, wait.
But see, somebody might. That's why I don't put it on there.
There's that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Tell them they can't do that.
Yeah.
No, don't.
We don't want them finding out about it.
I mean, all they got to do is listen.
Yeah, we just talk about it on the air.
It is funny, though.
So they're not going to find out about it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but it doesn't need to go on any official list.
They don't know.
That's a lot of airplane bottles, guys. Yeah. It's what we do.
Research recently published in the Journal of Family Research looked at users on an online dating app. On average, respondents reported that they were seeking a partner who was within 2 years of their own age.
What the hell?
So let's see how that plays out over time.
That's all you're going to go is 2 years?
On average, respondents reported.
Was that the women that said that? And the guys said, you know, 2 years older, 20 years younger.
Okay, but the point is, let's see how this plays out. On average, they reported they were seeking a partner who was in 2 years of their age. Members of both sexes between the ages of 18 and 23 typically accepted invitations from users close to their own age. Between 50 and 70% of invitations from 18 to 23-year-old men targeting women their age, the number of men targeting women their own age, dropped to 25% once men reach the age of 30.
Guys don't want to meet girls that are 30, then they're 30.
The number of men targeting women their own age.
It drops at 30.
Dropped to 25% once men reach the age of 30.
God, guys suck.
On the other side.
A guy is saying a 30-year-old, if he's 30, a guy is saying a 31-year-old is too old for him.
I'm starting to think dudes are shallow.
Right.
On the other side, women were far more likely than men to contact partners their own age as they got older. While women tended to prefer men their own age or slightly older, they showed a widening of preferences over time when it came to age difference, and they were more likely to message younger men by the time they reached their 40s.
Yeah, but the younger guy's not.
Still,
the guy doesn't care about them, though.
Okay, right. But they were reaching out to younger men.
But the guys aren't reaching
back. But they
were
still reaching out to guys their own age.
But guys aren't.
Guys their own age, they're just reaching out to the younger ones. So
yeah, I don't
guys
know.
Are asshats.
Well, we always knew that.
Is the point.
I could have told you that.
And here's just, but we couldn't have wasted this much time on the air.
No, I'm with you on that.
You just told me that.
No, Craig, if any of us were single right now.
That would have been real short. Guys are shallow assets, yeah.
Even Puss and Nick are younger than us. I guarantee if they were single now, they wouldn't put girls older than them on that list at their age.
Well, I don't want to throw them specifically under the
bus.
Well,
I'm going to because I
guarantee. Oh, now you don't.
No.
I'm just saying they're younger than us.
That's right.
And they're still be pigs about it.
I feel like I'd probably have to cast a wide net.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But maybe not at first.
What's that line about beggars and choosers? Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I never discriminated.
Yeah, but you've been together with somebody for a long time now,
right.
Todd. You might not. I mean, if you're single at age of 70, you think you're going to write down, I want a 70-year-old woman? I don't think you would.
Well, you would say
I think you get down to 60,
50 to 70, or 50 to 75,
or 50 to 65, maybe.
Well, or you're just lying, and say, I'll say up to 75, but I only mean up to 55.
No, I think guys are guys. I mean, and if you met them in a natural situation, but I don't think a guy, an 70-year-old guy is going to go meet a 70-year-old woman.
No, probably not.
Guys are pigs, man.
I think at that age, it's easier for people to meet people around their same age because they're doing the same stuff. Like, retired and
there's not doing much. There's
shuffleboard.
First of all, and this is also, I remember distinctly my dad telling me this story.
Pickleball.
He used to hang out with a lady, last years of his life. They were kind of companions. And he went to lunch with her and her friends, and they were all about the same age, probably in their late 70s at the time. And they were going, because a lot of those guys die before they're in their 80s. And so a lot of these women are around, and there's nobody. And they were going, hey, where'd you get him? He's walking, he's got a retirement, and he's got hair. They were just like saying, they were just amazed. And my dad was not a stud, he was just like an old man.
No cane.
And there was like five women at this lunch, and he was there with them, and they were going, where'd you get him at?
Yeah, he's a
so
unicorn.
I think that age group of dudes is more... rare, because men die earlier than women.
And I as someone who is actually married to an older woman, I would say I'm cool with older women.
Well, you are with your wife, but if she would dump you, you'd go younger.
I'm probably with Nick at wide net. Wide net.
What is she, okay, a year older?
Like a year and a half.
Okay.
Year and a half.
Yeah, but see, the older you get, that wide net will not go as far older than you.
But right now
you're fine. Knowing your age, you could probably go 10 years older than you.
Yeah.
And you'd be fine. Right. Nick, you think you'd go 20 years older than you?
That's whatever it would take.
See, there. That's, yeah.
By the way, if you go 20 years older than you, Nick, good chance you'll find a hardcore Kiss fan that saw him live in 75.
Yeah.
Might have banged Gene and Paul.
In 75.
Yeah.
Like, tell me again.
We'll take that call because none of us obviously are on dating sites because we're married and or lame.
And
mainly because we're married is the reason on dating sites you shouldn't do that. But we hear these all the time where guys will put out, and guys are pigs, so we'll admit that. Like there's a 50-year-old guy that only wants girls. There's some guys that don't even want girls anywhere near their age.
Oh, yeah.
Like I want a girl that's 30 to 40. How old are you? 55. What?
Yeah. See I know that guy.
Yeah, I know right. that guy. Oh, yeah, oh, you yeah. do know that guy.
I know
yeah.
that guy specifically.
Right.
And 30's a little old.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.